Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up, Gino.
Thou art to boil a plague sore with thou class patron type set. Wipe a thy brow, sweat, retire thy chai pirouette. Old well that bends well in a New York minuet. I'll shove a thy baton straight up thou loose Juliet. Warm a dusty corset, get thine pussy is wet. Act one, set two, defaming thy shrews. Homeo, homeo, wherefore art thou with tiny family jewels? Royally flushing these gifts to thee, Lou, thine face is only worth one chamber pot rule. Thine arch cheeks fill with thine own Montague shoe. He bloweth away a little 3-inch fool. One, two, these supples on dudes, while dueling on these fiddler on the roof. Making too much noise, would a few nuts that thee blew. Thou a lily-livered boy, leaving balls blue.
A lover's complaint from a knave named Jude. Back in Blackpool, he speaketh the truth. The ham let him down, wild beast followed through.
Thy pussy is clannity, my lady, although she wantest of me. Thou left her mushy twatters, but try on a summer night's cream. And perhaps some dragon snap of thy ass to shred the smell. The slaps must be quite Captain Crass, but all's well that ends well. The swelling of thy clitoris mixed with the sweating of thy shit would make thee the queef of England, albeit counterfeit. From behind my teeth I took a peek, though I hated to eavesdrop. And I noticed the Lady Macbeth, a yod leash and leather shop. She purchased a date, the Archbishop of Canterbury, for those lonely cold world nights. Notice I toss up the S&M bait, and a sea of the scallion bites. Wouldn't she like to moan alone, and show love towards up a brown stone? That is, until the Coriolanus virus ate her anus to the bone. Bath, I pass a baton for my domineering persona. That beast may run as soon as she's done blowing the two gentlemen of Verona.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are we all here?
You're on. So there's Steve, Rima, and Afaviana.
All right. Okay. Oh man, dude, I'm like on some weird bad acid trip. That shit. I have no clue what's going on. It's been so long since I was on the show. Now I'm just a caller. Now I'm just a fucking caller over here.
You've been demoted.
I did. I went to go try to call in, and it was fucking Phasey blocked me out. It's all, there can only be one host. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. You can be host. You guys.
No way, dude. None of that shit looks familiar to me. So thank you, Afaziana, 1,000 times, because if you wouldn't have helped me, you fucking, yeah, would just be fucking talking shit in chat.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You hold your hand, your little hand.
Oh, you didn't know how to fucking do it. You know what? I remember years ago, I was like, hey,
anymore.
You should help me learn how to do this shit. And you're like, no, I don't got to do that. I don't want to be a host, so don't give me that shit.
Well, you hosted your own show for years. You should help me.
Yeah, I didn't. Fucking Phil had that shit where I just clicked his link and everything popped up. It was super easy.
That's the problem. Everybody enables you.
Yeah, well, you didn't want to even try to learn how to do that much, though.
I don't have a computer.
Oh, woe is me.
That's my excuse.
Anyway.
All right.
That was fun. All right, you guys have a good night. I'll see you all tomorrow.
A 3-minute show.
That's what they call me.
3 minute sideshow. So does this really go on for 3 hours? Like, we have to fill the 3 hours, or we can cut it when we're done?
We can cut it when we want.
Okay. All right, we're done.
I got a new DJ name though. Check it out, DJ Boom Mike. Cause my name's Mike. Get it, Boom Mike.
Wow. Keep trying, buddy. Stick a rap battle.
You say that now until you see my videos. Mm.
Yeah. Your boom box.
Yeah, I might have one still. Fuck you.
I knew it.
All right. No one else is calling in. So we only got two other audios.
Would you call in?
I did. I'm here. no
I
chance
think
that
he's
going to call in. 11 callers?
No, 11 audios. I think there's 12 chapters, but there's 11 audios. And then there's also
I only saw three.
Really?
When I was
no.
in the studio.
That was for the 15-minute show.
He's full of shit. There's a lot in here.
Oh, okay, but listen, I'm not full of shit because I said it only showed on my end three, and I named them all three off. One was 8 minutes, one was a minute something. Those are the only three I was able to see. I didn't see any more than that, so I'm not full of shit. Fucking said, boy, Faziana's taking this power thing and running with it. Gingala.
Well, Tan's is here, so she can kick your ass now.
Hey!
Oh, good. Tan. Tan,
hey.
I'm sorry, Tan. I'm so sorry I fucked your show up.
Nah, that's not sorry.
I take full accountability on that. I do.
Oh, that was great. That was great. I was like, what the fuck? It says it's only 15 minutes. Wait, I'm a bit sick. My voice is all fucked up. So, like, I can't remember where's the mute button. Okay. I'm just looking. I missed some of my cream in the house. That's my favorite. It's my fucking favorite fucking shit I ever heard, man. And
we should market that. We should make a Midsummer Night's Cream and sell it.
Definitely think that we've got a few willing depositors. Yeah. But you know what else? That contest, that Big Kev contest. I was saying,
what?
You guys
should
take that
shit
out. Yeah.
Kevin's contest. Oh, Kevin's contest, yeah. I kept telling Ryan to post it from his page. But
no. First of fucking all, dude, listen, that is so not true. And I got the screen. I'll screenshot that shit. I told her to put it in the contest. It wouldn't allow me to because it's not my poem. And she came up with some bullshit, and I was like, well, just add my name to it, then I can do it. And she's talking about copy and paste and make all kinds of weird bullshit. So don't you be fibbing on me, beast.
Yeah, all right, we got your side and then the truth. No, I told you, since it's backwards, the new one, it's me going first. On the old one, it's you going first, okay? And the audio was terrible. And I couldn't just change the audio, and I can't embed the audio because I don't have my computer anymore. So what I said to you was just create a new post with the edited version and upload the audio and enter it in the contest. And you couldn't even do that. So that's it.
Well, look who you're talking to, though. Come on, for real. That was a lot involved.
It really isn't. But anyway, let's get back to chasing dragons.
All right.
I just need to run outside. Okay, I'm gonna be back soon.
Where are you going?
What the fuck are you going? I just have to go outside. I'll be back
poop.
Real soon. Nah. Can't do that. I'm just gonna get something. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll be here.
And that's
the show might be over in 5 minutes.
Ah, Frank, you should ring in and bring something to read or something. Hey,
Yeah, I agree with Dan.
Some seconds open. Hi, Faisy. Where are you?
Faisy still here?
I'm still coming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, man.
Wow.
So, Beast, tell us about chasing dragons.
All right, so we've been working on this for about 7 years. It took me that long to get it all together. So, you know, it's a book. It's not a real book, but it's a book on AP that everybody wrote a chapter for. And, you know, chasing dragons is a concept that it's not necessarily about the stigma that's attached to it, about, you know, chasing drugs, the high from drugs that it's usually associated with. So I came up with this concept, like, chasing a dragon can be anything that one chases, like kids chasing their unavailable fathers or abusive mothers, you know, continually returning to a toxic partner, anything, you know, that you get caught up in and you continually chase. And at some point in your life, there was one initial instance that it happened with and that continues to make you chase it. Until you stop and face the dragon, you'll continue to chase it. So that was the concept behind the book.
I'm sorry. So, I couldn't hear. Can you start that over from the beginning?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Put your hearing aids in. So,
well, I thought it was awesome.
You cutting me off already?
No, I was trying to give you kudos, but you know what? You do these weird long fucking pauses. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
I'm getting old. I need some time to think. I'm not as quick as I used to be. Go ahead.
Are you still going? Are you done?
No, I'm done. No, I'm done.
Okay, so you're supposed to say end comment. All right, now back to my kudos. I thought it was a brilliant idea, and I thought that everybody who contributed, I thought did, man, such a really, really good job, and it was really good to see everybody's different view of what they were going for in their entries. I thought it was really good, really well done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Faisiana, what did you think?
I agree. Everyone was amazing. What? You're just interrupting me now.
What?
You done?
And comment. Well, when I said, Faisiana, what did you think? That means I'm done.
Then I answered, but you talked over me.
Well, there must be like a little delay, because I waited like fucking 12 seconds and didn't hear shit.
12 seconds.
I do. So, all right, go ahead.
The slowest talker on all of AP is talking about long pauses.
Everyone was amazing in it. I was honored to be a part of it. I loved the way that everybody wrote and how everyone sounds, and it's just like an amazing collection. So thank you, Beast, for getting it together.
Yeah. Thank you guys for all joining in. I mean, what came out of this was absolutely amazing. You know, I actually cried at some of them. I hate to admit that, but yeah, I mean, the raw emotion in a lot of them is really, it's amazing. So thank you guys, everybody in the group who joined in. That's amazing. Yeah. End comment?
I think that's who, that quote is, dope shit. Babe, so the whole concept, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know you came back.
Okay.
My fault. Cam, what did you think?
I just wanted to... Fuck, man, I wish I prepared myself. You know how we were, like, waiting? Yeah, the show's coming up. And instead of getting prepared, we're all, like, unfucking prepared. But my brain's so blank. But, the Chasing Dragons, the whole thing, the concept from the start, I just thought it was amazing, you know, like, and you know, it took so long, but I just felt like it was so important, because the content of people's, what people bring, it's just, That's really deep shit, man. That's good shit. It's amazing. So, yeah, babe, that was the whole thing. Even though we didn't execute it exactly as we have, like, intended, I mean, it could have been so much fucking so far, but, like, it still is. Yeah, thank you for doing that show, man, to honor that shit, because it deserves that. Yeah.
Well, I got to thank you, because you're the one that really put, like, I took, like, a 9-month hiatus from it, and then, you know, you pushing me and getting everybody together.
I was pressuring her on the cage.
Yeah, she gets me, she's like, come on, we gotta do the show, we gotta do the show, let's get everything together. I'm like, okay,
thinking, like,
okay.
Nah, fuck all of that, like, all of that shit can't just get never heard or seen, like, nah, you just gotta make that shit out. See y'all.
Yeah. Woohoo. All right, so let's kick this shit off. I guess we'll start with chapter one, and then they'll go down the line. Are they in order, the audios? Do we know what, like?
They are not, so you'll have to tell me who is the person, because they're sorted by their name.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm chapter one.
Are you going to put the link up so I can read it?
Oh my! Aren't you the host?
I thought that was your job. Rama,
I got demoted. I got demoted.
I got a busted hand.
I got to do the studio and the group. Okay, I see how it is.
Yeah, I put the link in.
Lisa's out fucking extreme bowling.
I can be the link girl if he's
one. Toilet bowling.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Tan.
Okay.
The rest of you.
I'll be the link girl. Okay. And
sorry.
All right. Let's make some linkage. This is tsunami coming. Rama's got a skokko.
This is rated R, right?
No, the original one, I don't know if I remade it as rated R. We're going to have to
update
it. Warning, this is rated R. All right, this is chapter one by Beast.
That's how many days I've been chasing my dragon. I chased my dragon and narcissists, those incapable of unconditional love, those who chase their own dragons, the addict, the abuser, the womanizer, the alcoholic, the workaholic. When I was a kid, I chased food for comfort from this dragon. I chased it in perfectionism. If I could just be the perfect kid instead of this unworthy little person. If I could just be the perfect student, maybe it will finally see me. If I could just be the prettiest girl instead of this ugly monster. If I could just be the thinnest girl instead of this fat piece of shit. If I could just be the perfect wife instead of this worthless woman who deserves nothing but abuse. If I could just give the dragon what he wanted, maybe then he can love me, and I would finally feel full. But nothing fills this void.
Chasing dragons down avenues of dead ends, dark alleyways of banned men, on the street with sad friends, with empty bottles playing pretend. Broken boundaries, not once condemned, in every moment that I ever fucking penned. I'm chasing dragons down avenues of dead ends, dark alleyways of banned men, on the street with sad friends, with empty bottles playing pretend. Broken boundaries, not once condemned, in every moment that I ever fucking penned.
End audio.
That was fucking amazing shit.
Thank you.
It was. It's so good. The first part, like, where your more spoken word had me just, like, in tears. And then the second part, you get your kind of, like, badass attitude going there. And then I'm just, like, cheering you on.
That's when Beast comes in.
Yeah, thank you, Phoebe.
Well, I'm glad that you came so strong in the second part, because I know you, and really it was sad, you know? It really, really was sad to me. But you know what? Just like I know you, the past is the past, and you are strong, and I really liked how powerful the end was. Just knowing you, you know what? You're a good woman, and you're a good mother. This has really bummed me out, so I'm going to go fucking cry over here.
I'm going to puke.
I haven't heard it in so long. But, yeah, very, very well done. There, absolutely.
Thank you, Rhyma. Thank you. Well, I couldn't have done it without you guys, you know. It's hard to put yourself out there. You feel naked and stuff, but you guys are always in there with me, you know, helping out and writing. So, you know, you guys give me the strength to do that. So, thank you.
Well, I think, you know what? I think the best part, especially at disabilities, is and all the people who, because everybody who wrote, generally, like, we all have a common bond. Shit was fucked up, you know, and sometimes shit still is fucked up, but I think it's a good group of people, you know, to associate with, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. We all go into our holes and we go away for, I mean, it doesn't sound right, but we all fall into, like, a hole sometimes, and then we always come back and we get back together and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah. I'm like waiting for someone to get intense. What do you think? Because I'm trying real hard not to talk out of place this time.
Intense, go for it.
oh no, I need a cough. I'm with. I'm based, chapter one. and what I want to say, I remember that night, like, first I want to say, like, Rhyma, what you just said, your comment, yeah, exactly what you said, as well, but, the night that Beast first sent me this, it was quite a fucked up time. And, yeah, I just, because, like Rhyma said, you are so strong and shit, but that's what makes it more, even more powerful when you show that vulnerability and shit, you know? That opening, your spoken word, I just think that's like hella courageous shit, you know, to, my words don't come out. I'm just going to read you my, I'm not talking anymore. I'll read you my comment. Okay.
Are you still going to have to
Can
talk?
Can I restart that? It's going to be long, guys.
That's what it says.
It's going to be a long one, but we got 3 hours. So.
Whoa.
Not for me.
3 hours with a long one. Woo!
Place these holes. Bring it in. okay. So, because I don't want to get emotional. Okay. I've been trying to find my words, and they've been lost, so just bear with me, okay? Because I just don't have actual worthy enough words for what I want to say. This right, your audio, this presentation, it means so much more than I think anyone will ever truly know or understand. You have gifted a part of your soul on this page. It's painful, it's courageous, it's heart-wrenching, and it's so beautiful. Well, we're actually going to say it's so fucking beautiful. And the concept of this entire project is amazing, and it's terrifying too. And I'm not actually sure people will fully grasp the depth of this shit. But to identify that dragon, to name it, and then to share it with the world, it's massive. And I cried that night you first shared this shit with me. I got blazed to oblivion, and I cried because tears of words the heart cannot say. And through your strength, through the power of your voice, through the magnitude of your spirit, you gave me the strength also to share my, and it should, like, rock me. Because, y'all, you know, and this was a brilliant work of art. It's the confessions of your soul, and it's truly amazing in every actual way. I admire you best, and I love you. And thank you for all that you are, all that you do. Thank you, beautiful poetess, for the gift that is you. Yeah, that's my comment. I should have written them all down now. I wish I did. But, yeah, I mean that shit, please. Yeah,
I love you too, girl.
But yeah,
I think
I
that your comments are poetry.
You know your hook,
no
right?
Doubt.
Hook at the end. The hook, I love that shit so much. It's like it literally takes me back to me. It was a young girl. Yeah, so I love that shit. Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you, Tansy.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Any comments?
You guys are meant to be hosting.
Rhyma, you're the host. I'm just like the studio person.
You're real rusty over here, buddy. You're fucking rusty.
What happened?
You're supposed to tell us what to do.
I already made my comment, but I would like to add.
What's next?
Oh, I would like. What was next is the second part of my comment. Okay, which I would just like to say that I am glad. You know what? Again, I will repeat myself. I'm glad that you came out strong, and for because there's a lot of people who would have just ended it with the spoken word part and down. And so, honestly, you know what? I think it is very inspirational. That's what I say. That's probably the most inspirational. And I like all your rights. I really, really do. But that one right there, I think, really could, you know, lift some people up. Because a lot of people are down. And they may write that same type, but not with the ending because they're still in a down place. So I'm glad you're not. For sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rhyma.
Me too.
Well, I had you guys around to help me out. So, again, thank you for being there for me.
Always.
Thanks for
always.
Letting me be a battle, you know what I mean?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to fix it and send it to Kev. We'll
thanks
see what
for
she
letting
says.
Me use you as a punching bag, Rhyma.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you broke your hand, though.
Yeah,
let's see. All right, well, up next, and I have no idea what the order is, but whatever link gets popped up is the one that's next. So link,
I'm
sure link person.
Figure out.
Oh, freaking the link, yo. I forgot.
Come on, Linksy.
Sorry, yo, Linksy and Legs. He says renamed my kids, man. Sorry, guys.
Also, I'd like to say it's good to hear Tans. We don't ever get to hang out with Tans all that often.
Yeah,
so
it's good to hear you guys.
It's good to have you hang out. I don't know what time it is over there and shit, but thank you.
It's just like 2:42 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
lucky
really?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
Can't work 2 days this year. She's always got something going on.
For real, dude.
I would have quit my job just to make it. Shit.
I would have just said I had, I would have just stayed home, too.
All right. So
hey, shout out
see.
To Frank. Frank's our only listener out there. Shout out to Frank.
Shout out
Frank.
To Frank.
Frank, we love you, Frank.
Oops,
sorry. I prematurely press that, and then I tried to stop.
Shout out. That was cold to our one listener.
I thought she said play, but then it's not what she said. Shout out to Frank.
We got to send Frank a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Call in, I know.
I love his audience.
All right, Alf, whenever you're ready.
I think he's in the right head.
Chasing dragons all my life. I would never have a peace of mind.
It's been a while since I knew just then. The ones I hide and shine so deep. I got the grit in my soul, it's where I buried it. And I drowned in memory, so they no longer end. All begin, I just leave it not exist. To survive, get the bloodstained sheets and a fucked up youth. See, I could go years without confessing that truth. It was your truth that became my truth, that became their truth. The cycle spins and spins and spins. Look, leave them no longer in or begin. I can't talk about it, not out loud. They say you're a survivor, not a victim. To hold your head up proud, I say, fuck that, give me the shovel. Let me bury them so deep, they can never make a sound. I need to just let them not exist. Is it you can choke on the dragon smoke, blinking out the attempts of escape? I try to find at the end of the rope, and the shame that they carry, the pain your truth invokes. See, I loved the mighty dragon before I could even talk. I was branded in his flames before I could even walk. I played beneath his smoke, that scorched hate became my home. And when he left me, I can't explain why I felt so all alone. So I searched the darkness until I found a dragon of my own. And I repeated that fucked up cycle without even knowing.
So,
absolutely,
man, no doubt, dude. It must have been a long time since. When did this shit get put together?
A year ago.
Well, there you go. That's about 10 months out of my memory zone. It's like I'm hearing them for the first time. That was so good, dude.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Beast, would you like to comment?
Yeah, when I first heard this, I got chills, and it brought a few tears to my eyes. You're very your voice is very emotive. Like, you speak with a lot of raw emotion when you do your audios and stuff, which really makes it very intense, and you can really feel what you're feeling. It's absolutely amazing. That one part about how that last part where you say, I searched the darkness until I found a dragon of my own, and I repeated that fucked up cycle without even knowing it. That really hit home because, we grow up and then we have kids, and, the last thing we want to do is instill these things that fucked us up. And then, you look at your kids and you're like, am I going to fuck my kids up with this stuff? And, you look inside and you look to try and change that, and at the realization of that, you can really make a change. So, I'm very proud of you. You were very nervous about this, and you put yourself out there. You got naked, and you jumped right in. And very proud of you, Tan. This is absolutely beautiful. Amazing job.
Thank you. Yeah, I still feel like the lady.
You feel like
thank
what?
You, like, I still feel that anxiety with that shot.
Oh, yeah.
I could just, relate.
I know, you want to run, right?
Because, that night, I, hands on the ram. Bring me that
hands on.
that night, because I wrote that same night, eh, that you sent me. And I recorded
yeah.
it that same night. It was just, so I was in that,
zone.
Honestly, I was in that fucked up zone. Yeah, that is what it is.
Well, pure magic came out of that zone, that fucked up zone.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah. So you find the light in the dark.
So how I became a mother.
Okay.
Thank you.
I say, Zana, would you like to comment?
Of course. This is so powerful. I really loved the second stanza. I carved a grave in my soul. That's where I buried them. And I drowned their memory till they no longer end or begin. The idea of having to hide someone else's sins within your soul and bury them, like, that's it's just so powerful. Where is it now? You talk about that pressure for when people are like, you're a survivor, not a victim, and that, like, how people want you to be after, and then getting to choose your own way to deal with it, you know, give me a shovel, let me bury it deep. You know, grieve in your own way. I think there's power in admitting that you need whatever it is that you need and to feel whatever you feel. And that part about the repeating the cycle that Beast pointed out, that part really gave me chills too. Until I found a dragon of my own and I repeated that fucked up cycle. And, you know, sometimes it's getting into a unhealthy relationship after you've, you know, been traumatized by witnessing the unhealthy relationships, like when you were young or whatever it is. Realizing that you're making that cycle go and that you didn't even consciously do that, but later on you look back and you're like, oh, wow, I just kept letting that happen. It's such a powerful, brutally honest, like Beast said, having that nakedness, and I feel like this whole thing should maybe be called skinny dipping because we're all just like, you know, exposing ourselves inside out.
Thank you for saying that because, like, that's so true. Like, you know, you got like, and I was nervous about putting it out in that way on AP too, because, you know, there's so much righteous motherfuckers and, like, people expect you to roll a certain way. Like, once I had this massive fight with Verge, man, Big Verge, because it's like, you have an obligation, it's like, blah, 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 you know, like, motherfucker, if I got no obligation, you know, like, some people want to rip their shit in a certain way and others, they don't, they just want to try and live, you know, and, like, yes, I like really appreciate that. I say thank you.
Thank you for putting it out there.
I always hated counselors and that. Yeah.
Thank you for exposing yourself to us, Tan.
Lucky on the phone.
Fucking peeping Sam.
I love skinny dipping.
Peeping Sam.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I thought it was excellent. I really did. And you know what? All I know is that everybody, you know, only can do the best that they're doing at any particular time. You know that? Like me with my own mother, like some people were like my big brother and sister. They think it was all fucked up growing up, right? And we would be like in foster homes and whatnot. But my mom would always get us out, you know? So the way they viewed it and the way I viewed it was two different ways and shit. And I probably saw some shit I shouldn't have seen and whatnot. But you know what? the thing is that I know she loved me more than life, and, you know, she had her own struggles to deal with, you know, just like everybody else and shit. So it really just made me think of my own mother, to be honest with you. And I love her to death. And, you know, I just think that regardless of how we think things are going, you know how they always say kids are resilient? They are pretty fucking resilient and shit, you know. And not only that, I tell you this, the people who seem like they got shit together, those people don't have shit together. You know that? They make it look like they got shit together. Like, you know, I don't trust them, that's for sure. I trust somebody who's like at least honest and straight up. I ain't kidding. So I thought it was, you know, it really reminded me of my own mom. So I really, really liked it. And there's a lot going on in there. And you know, your voice is almost haunting, to, you know, when you, it, like, it really is. It's Goosebump Central and shit. It is. Yeah.
Just imagine
so,
what the tsunami would be like.
Yeah. Oh, I have.
Whoa, what are we talking about again? Exposure, tsunamis.
Rima, I always think about your mom. The way that I always loved that about you, the way your love for your mother. Yeah, I was got a song to sing to you about the real olden day New Zealand song. I would fuck, I should sing that to Rima, but it's, yeah. Can I just make a real important point though? With my thing and with my babies, I've always, they've always been safe, always. I've never let no cunt, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
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 That's I all. Do.
Yeah.
I do. And you're awesome.
Likewise.
And I don't even remember when I first met you, but I'm glad I did. All you
I
guys.
It's because I heard you on LCA when I used to be in La Costa Nostra, and I was like taken back. I was like, "Yeah, Rima was a special guest," and back then I was like all new and shit, and I was just still like seeing shit for what it was or whatever. But you read Carolina.
Oh, it's my favorite of his.
Oh, it just like you imprinted on me in that moment. And that's when I first met you. I met you before you met me. But yeah.
I'm glad I did that.
We should have like got, Sorry guys. Okay, in comment. Yeah. Oh, I'm the link girl. But you have to say.
Lacey.
Sorry. No. Hang on 1 second, guys.
I'm hanging on.
Dan, if you just go on this red dish show, they're all in order if you just want to grab the next, you know what I'm saying? I tried to make it as easy as possible.
I got it.
Hey, calm the fuck down, beast.
You're just...
Buddha. Oh, Buddha, he was meant to call out.
Hello.
Because
he's going to call
I wish that he will, but I don't think, I don't know. Buddha, are you there? Can you hear
no,
us?
No, we miss you, bud.
We're waiting for you. But next is Buddha. I say Buddha,
Butthole. I haven't seen Buddha in a while.
Buddha. Buddha is another very beautiful man. And his is called Illusion. And also, nothing.
Play?
Yeah, play.
Thank you.
shake this out of my head. Awakened from the dead, I am neither live nor alive. Constant dread piercing this fragile psyche. Is it real time or just me? Flashback to better days. Are the fleeting traces leaving me in a daze? No reasons or rhymes. Dark chases light sublime. The highs and lows just blend. The blurred grays, then numb. Unfinished business, like stamped letters to send to no one. Climb as I might to reach for better heights. Bottom rung of the ladder, can't pull myself up. No bootstraps to hold me. Who or what can set me free? From myself and my mind a delusion. Is it here and now or another illusion? This race is all misplaced. Chasing something I cannot catch. The end becomes the beginning. In a vicious cycle of attrition. No more, no less. Subtracting from additions. I'm left to the four winds, exposed and afraid. To make my last stand. To gasp last breath as man. I can't fight this feeling buried deep inside. It creeps into every fold of life. How I have tried to make my grand escape. Held in its grasp, there are no breaks. Chasing the imaginary, both night and day. Hope fades in shame. When it's the end game, I bow to pray when it's done. Chasing dragons all my life.
Budos, smooth.
He always sounds like John Travolta to me now.
Ah, I like it. I'm glad you got that, because the last time I mentioned Budo, it was like some vision of him in a shower. I don't remember what we were talking about. So that's been the vision in my head ever since. But now I got John Travolta in the shower, so thank you.
He really exposed himself to you now.
Yeah, he was skinny dipping. Okay.
Yeah, our quote from you last show, Rima, when you were talking about Budo, was you said, when I picture Budo naked, he's holding a guitar.
Yeah. That's right. He is smooth, though. You know what? That's props to Budo. I'm mad enough to admit, Budo's got an excellent voice. If I were a woman, you know, I probably, what do the kids say? I'd probably slide into his DMs and stuff. Yeah, but he's a great singer and a great writer. And out of this whole dope-ass write, dude, I cannot, this line right here, hold on, because I got subtracting from addictions. Dude, just those three words are so fucking dope right there. That whole section, the whole thing. But, man, that is fucking clever. I like clever. So, and I bet he played his own guitar on that shit. And that means two things.
Playing it?
I don't know. What did you think, Beast?
I love Budo's voice. He's got an amazing voice, and he's very versatile. He could do, like, a lot of genres. I've heard him rap. I've heard him, you know, do blues. I've heard him do spoken word. He's a very talented artist, and he can play all these instruments. Amazing. And, yeah, this, too, like, you can hear so much emotion in his voice. I love all of it, but there was one part that really stuck out in me. Who or what can set me free from myself in my mind of delusion? Is it here and now or another illusion? There are sometimes in our minds that we create these fantasies or things that we keep chasing that really just are figments of our imagination and not reality, and it keeps us on the hamster wheel. That was a very powerful line. Budo was best. I wish you came around more. We miss you, Budo. Thank you for joining in. It was absolutely amazing.
Agreed. I mean, you know, if Beast would be around the group more, probably be a little more involved, but
hey,
Faziana,
like,
what did you think? She all bought a Corvette.
I fucking pierced my nose. I want a Corvette.
New tattoo.
Yeah, that's next.
Faziana, my fault. What did you think?
No, you ask me and then you keep talking.
And then
I thought it was beautiful. He does such a great job at his audios that you get lost in his voice, and you really could hear his emotion in this. I like the highs and lows just blend into blurred grays, then numb. It's like you look back on things and you can't even like really feel anything or really truly remember. It all just kind of becomes blah and empty. And I loved the part that Rima pointed out there where he is clever, because subtracting from addictions, where it, like subtracting an addition, but addictions, that part was so clever. I noticed that one too. I have to agree about that. There's just, he went so well with the background music. It's like his tone, and I mean both audio and writing, the tone of it, the tone of the story just worked really well with that kind of haunting background that we have. So it was just beautifully done. Thank you, Budo.
Excellent comment. One more thing before I go to Tams. I would like to say, Beast, you picked a fuck. Am I on mute? You picked
I wish you were.
Excellent. I wish you were. You picked like the perfect backdrop. The perfect backdrop. Well, I did put it on mute because I had to go pee, and I didn't want to hear you guys to have to hear me screaming because it hurts when I pee. But the music, man, you picked a good one. If you picked it, I don't even know who fucking picked it, but whoever picked it, man, it was really perfect for the book. So,
yeah,
it really was.
Thank you. I love piano beats. They get me. The sadder, the better.
Yeah. Are you a pianist?
Yes, I'm a pianist.
Tans, what did you think, Tans? The voice of reason. Thank you, Tans.
I love Pura dearly. Also, Pura, I'm just going to read my comment before I just start talking in circles. Dear Pura, your audio is amazing. Your voice is both soothing to the soul and deeply emotive. I feel you through your art, Budo. It's such a wonderful ride. The woodcraft is brilliant. Flow and rhyme is so on point. And what is most special is your content. It's the words you have gifted. It's your heart in full view. And through the sorrow is felt, it's the beauty that remains. Absolutely incredible poetry, Budo. But also, and I'm just going to say this one more talking, Budo was, you know, he did make, he spent a lot of time, he made an instrumental, the original production of this, he spent a lot of time, he made an instrumental for the lead-in, he, as we can see, is the background voice, and he's our dragon voice, and I just know that this project also meant a lot to him, and he truly gave a massive part of himself to share with us. So he's like an amazing writer, Budo, and a beautiful talent, and he's a beautiful, beautiful man. So I feel it's always been my privilege and honor to have met Budo. He's a great man and an awesome friend. And man, we miss you, Budo. So yeah. I miss all of you, but it's a good way for all of us coming back together through this shit too, you know?
Definitely. I forgot to mention too that Budo is the voice of the dragon on the instrumental. He's the one singing. He's the voice of the dragon.
Yeah, he's on every track.
Yeah.
I was wondering who that was.
That was Budo. Now you know. Are you going to imagine him differently now?
No. I mean, like, you guys get lost in his voice. I still get lost in his eyes. So fucking worry about what I do, okay?
Yeah, lost in his thighs. What the fuck?
I thought that was me and mine, and I was like, wow, I sound really good right there for a second. Oh, fuck. I'd like to say that, I'm glad that everybody who got into this, like, they took this shit serious, you know? Like, nothing was just thrown together, and I was really, really glad for that. You know, sometimes, you know how it goes on some, like, contests or whatever, you know. But people took it serious, and I was very glad for that. So, yeah. I got 82
right
tabs open trying to find out where I'm at. No, I can't find out where
too.
I'm at. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have our beautiful Facey.
Woo.
And just, oh, please don't. Oh, my gosh, my thing's going flat. I haven't seen a plug-in.
I've been there for years.
Facey, yeah, the link's up.
Okay.
Comment there, and you guys fucking missed it, but in comment. I was saying, I am so glad, like, I'm glad I met all y'all. I really, really am. But, like, Afasiana, when I first met her, she is such a great writer, but, boy, trying to get her to call into a show, and she, I don't know if she was nervous or if she just didn't want to do it or probably because I'm an asshole. But, man, to hear, like, from way back then to right now, she's, like, helping me with, well, not helping me, basically running the show, and she's singing, and it's like night and day, and I'm very, very proud of you, Afasiana, and I'm very, very happy that I met you, and I'm glad that, you know, that you spend time of your life to do these with us. I really am. And this one fit right in with everybody else's. I mean, it just is, you know, it's like from deep down. Like, everybody's so honest. And I think that is a really, really good thing, you know. Like, it just is. I'm glad that it's got such a good group of people. And I always liked Faziana's rhyme schemes, you know, and then she put stuff in there, you know, like just shit you wouldn't probably tell a regular person and shit, but I'm glad that you feel comfortable enough around us that you would do this with us for sure. Mm-hmm. I think she used to not like me. Beast.
Wait, I got a comment on your comment. you're a big part of, like, what brought me out of my shell, and I'm really grateful that you peer pressured me into calling your shows. And, like, honestly, I feel like it saved me. I was in a really bad place where I was afraid to talk, like, at all. Like, I was not talking because I was so self-conscious of, like, not being, like, who I used to be and stumbling on my words and stuff. And then you convinced me to call, and it, like, brought me out of my shell, and I, like, came back to life. So you saved me, and thank you.
Well, absolutely. You know what? And I'm glad that you did. If you would have had a lisp or something, I would have made fun of it, but in a loving way. I would have, or if you stuttered. But, you know, I'm just glad you did. I'm glad we met. There's no accidents in life. Beast, would you like to comment?
I remember when Fazy first first joined AP. It was a couple of years ago, and I found her in Rap Free years ago. And, yeah, it's amazing to see you come out of your shell, too. I mean, you were always such a big help, and you always put yourself out there to help with anything we asked from you, and, you know, I'm truly appreciative of that. And as far as your dragon's piece, you know, I love how you took the angle of you being the dragon, you chasing your own self. Because, you know, I've been in places where I've been through situations that I've left a part of me in that situation, and I can't get that back. So I really know that feeling of trying to go back to that person you were. But you're a totally different person. You can never go back to that. I mean, you know, I love that angle that you took in this. And I love that you messed around on the audios. You tried different things. Like, I love the humming part in this. That really added to the emotion of the whole thing. And I think you did a beautiful job, Daisy. And thank you so much for being a part of it and always helping out with the group.
No, thank you.
I know, right? Cans, would you like to comment?
Yeah, for Fazy, I found Fazy through Rhyma. I found all of you guys through Rhyma. But,
you're such a whore.
Hey, a whore takes money. I do it for free.
with Fazy, I don't have as long history like you guys, but I also feel proud of her, like, and hearing that she was once scared to share her voice, she's like the voice of the airwaves of AP now. Like, that's what I think. Like, she's running all types of shows, and with her audios, because Fraser, you've got the most actual beautiful voice. Like, you, your speaking voice, that's beautiful. It's like light. I mean, like, light as in bright light, but also light like air. It's just beautiful to listen to. So I always take your shows to, like, the bath with me and shit. I just, like, kick back and I just listen and shit. And I enjoy listening to you. Your audios, yeah, the more that you trust yourself to share yourself, the more beautiful shit you're making. And this song, when I heard that, I'm not even going to do it because it's going to sound so fucked up if I try, but your humming, that background vocal, it's like perfect tone. You can't tell on this Blog Talk shit, but you can tell, like, when you're listening on the earphones, it's this beautiful tone. Your writing, sometimes I feel shy to go into depth of people's writing because I'm not, you know, I'm not like so intellectual like all of you guys, but you're just amazing to me. You're brilliant, your writing. But I'm in awe often,
at the shit that you come out with, and I loved how all of the shit, I loved your metaphors, I just loved everything, and it was so, each of these pieces are like, yeah, it just is that, what I love about poetry is that it's like the offering of your soul, you know, it's like the, yeah, that from that place of your absolute truth, and it ain't shit that you're going to tell, you know, your friends, or maybe you are, but like, I don't know, there's a way that you can, there's something so powerful about poetry, and it's that being able to express that, that poetic expression. But yeah, Faisy, I'm really thankful for meeting you too. And I just thought this was beautiful, really beautiful. The writing, the audio, all around, dope shit.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you, Faisy.
I love you guys too.
Oh, I love you guys too. I know I don't say it a lot because it's hard, but I love you guys.
Okay, wait on. Now.
I'm going to vomit a lot tonight.
I know. We love you too, Frank. We do.
Yeah, Frankie.
Ah, Frank's got to go. As soon as I said I love him, Frank, he has to go.
Note, on that note.
Oh, Frank. If we're going to demonize you, Frank. Jesus,
Frank, it's all my life. I will never have this life. The sun spoke loudly. To the unknown, leave the seat of mundane, leave the grounds of dark. Coffin madness, sadness, I'm the poor spirit in a beat world, the meek robot, seeking an earthly life. I'm a seed, rooted feet, arm limb, running with streams, lost in tall grassy fields. I'm lowered into empty pockets, living in coffee shops, gathering with night monsters, looking for any fucking god. Tossing moods, engraving thought, diving into painted pools, rusted signs, painted with all their fucking rules. Beggars crawl among cereal closets, watching melting lies drop. Slowly to the floor, drunk, I drop with them, roaming wandering heated streets. Midnight moons and dressed in midnight dreams. Voices called as we took our mask from the ancient gallery. Returning to our beginning and waited patiently. The voice spoke and said, today you must sleep. For when you open your eyes, you will be home.
I thought that was fantastic. I thought that was so him. He reminds me of the beatnik. He, you know, he really does his voice, and I could just literally see him doing poetry in coffee shops. Like, he just has that vibe. I get it from him in that. And I like his writing, you know. And he really did. He came out too, you know. And just like, since that's the vibe I get, I'm going to have to just think that he just bared himself for this. And I thought it was really, really good. You know, and I'm grateful that there's a lot of people got in this. I don't remember shit from this thing, man. But I thought it was fantastic. I don't. It was so long ago. So it was good for me to get to hear them all again. But I thought it was fantastic. And I really, you know, he said, voices called as we took our masks from the ancient gallery, pretended our beginning and waited. Like, he's got a really, really good flow. It's a tricky flow, but man, he sure does have a good one. And I bet he wrote this in a coffee shop. I think he did. Not a Starbucks either. I bet you he's like, fuck that. You know, I just fit him. It really fit him to a T. So what do you think, Cans?
Cal, I thought it was fucking brilliant too. And with Cal, what I always appreciated his truth, and his abstract ability. Like he weaves very beautiful imagery, you know, and it holds hala hati meaning. And I messaged him to tell him about the show, and I think he, fuck man, I've been so sick, I haven't been keeping up with my messages, but like, I feel he said something like he's traveling around all the coffee shops or something in Germany. He's on a mission of some sort, like he's on the road, and I was gonna say, I haven't done my comment on this yet. I'm lured into empty pockets, living in coffee shops, gathering night monsters, looking for any fucking god. I read the wrong part that I was looking for. Oh well, I'm just not gonna. But I just wanna. Yeah, he's just amazing, an amazing writer. A couple of nights ago, I watched this movie called Barfly. It's like an old school movie. Do you know what it is? Barfly.
Barfly.
Yo, like an old school movie. Oh, it's the story of Bukowski, sort of thing, kind of thing. Anyway, that's how I first learned. The first time I knew where the name Chinaski come from, it's from that. So I see he identifies himself with that, you know, coming from that real life view. So yeah, Cal is a brilliant writer. And he's very good on the audios too. You know.
He is good on audios. I haven't heard a lot from him, but the ones I have heard, he's really good.
I just fell over.
Beast?
Are you guys still there? I literally just chopped over.
I've been
over
calling
the
you.
Rima, you're the host. What's happening?
I just said Beast, would you like to comment?
No, you didn't.
Oh, fuck. I was on.
Yeah, I'm a Faziana.
Fuck,
y'all lighten me up. Beast is on fucking mute.
I'm sitting here smoking my vape, and I feel like it sounds like crack pipe sometimes, so I didn't want you to see it.
And I just tripped over the picture of the book.
I feel like Cal has the perfect voice. I don't know for the beat, if it was for the beat, but it definitely for this project. And I love how that end part that he did with his voice, where he says, "Today you must sleep, for when you open your eyes, you will be home." I think it was very clever of him to do it like that. I really like the part where he says, "Beggars crawl among surreal closets, watching melting lives drop slowly to the floor, drunk." And then he gets on and he goes, "I drop with them, roaming, wandering through the streets, midnight moon undressing midnight dreams." Yeah, I think this is a great write by Cal. You know, I think he had posted this a while ago, and he had it on a couple of shows. So I've listened to it a couple of times, and each time I love it. Well, he did a great job, and I just want to thank him, too. I wish he was here tonight to call in. But thank you, Cal, for joining in with us on the project. You did a great job. As you can hear, I'm getting tired. I have my tired voice on.
Drink some coffee.
That's your regular voice.
I know, I feel like a man, right? I get deeper and deeper. Whoa, this is so hard.
Faziana, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I like how he pulls nature into it, because that's always something that he writes about. So I feel like when he's describing himself here, and he uses things like his rooted feet and running with the streams and the grass. I feel like it makes sense for him to use nature metaphors because it's so intrinsic in his writing that it's like, that feels like if he's writing deep about himself, there's going to be some nature in there. I liked tossing moods, engraving thoughts. Like tossing your moods aside, but your thoughts stick. They are engraved. It was a nice contrast in that. And, yeah, his voice, he always sounds so intense in his audios, and it's a really good intensity. And the way that he read it at the end, I agree that his voice was just perfect for the ending.
Yeah, he's got good intensity. And you know what that has connected to nature? He has that connection through his indigenous side, and I know, like, I really appreciate that too. With Cal, he always reps that shit really well.
Agreed. I agree with everything Cam says all the time. She's very wise. Well, she is.
Shit. I'm sitting on the floor. Where I fell, I thought I'd just stay here.
Hey, you can't fall off the chair. What?
I fell over the potatoes.
He has her up on a pedestal, but she's actually on the floor.
Oh. I wasn't speaking metaphorically like Cal.
Yeah. No, it would have been awesome if he could have called him, because I know also he was really excited about this project. But yeah, because it was kind of like, took a while, so I think a few people might have dropped off along the way. Poor little liquor.
Yeah, it did take a while. But it was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth that. It was worth that. Well, I already put up the link. I was early.
Okay, so you're
Rima. Oh, shit.
All my life, I will never have peace of mind. I am clever, I am wise, I am ever on the rise. I'm your dragon, I'm your demon, I'm the devil in disguise. I'm that needle, I'm that spoon, I'm what's stuffed in that balloon. I'm the melancholy tune behind the sad man on the moon. I'm the crawl, I'm the dance, I'm the sugar in your pants, I'm the stumble drunk romance, I'm your first and final chance, I am X and Mary Jane, I'm that line of pure cocaine, I'm the bloodstain in the rain, I am pleasure, I am pain, I'm your lover, I'm your hater, I'm the thing that you deem greater, in the end I am a traitor, manipulator, instigator, I'm that left, I'm that right, I'm the raging, I'm the fight, I'm the darkest part of night, as you cry out for the light, I'm abuse, I'm neglect, I'm the cause and the effect. I'm the family that you wreck, the suicide you resurrect. I'm your promise, I'm your pledge, I'm evil so they allege. I'm a newborn on a ledge, I'm a war, I'm a wedge. I'm a righteous, I'm a just, I'm a sin and I'm lust. I'm the seed of deep mistrust, I'm a fallen angel dust. I'm you, you are me, I'm the only one we see. I'm what you need me to be, so you will never break free. I'm your death and your demise, and your last breath, you are my prize. I'm your dragon, I'm your demon, I'm the devil in disguise.
Fucking yeah.
Well, I would just like to say that was just my own personal demons, and I wasn't aiming them at anyone else. I was just kind of right about myself, so... Yeah.
I should have had you been this dragon. Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely mind-blowing. You know, you always come with a fucking great flow and great rhymes, and, you know, this is true and honest. And the minute I read it, I was like, all right, he's talking about himself. And I should have had you be the actual right as the dragon. That would have been really cool because you did a really great fucking job in this show. What I love about you is that you're so honest. Like, you really go deep inside and you... This is how I, but you know, you go deep inside, you do self-analysis, and then you write about it so true and honest. And I mean, it's so clever what you did here. I love how you talk about all the everything that's bad, all the drugs that you put into this, and all the bad things that happened, the manipulator, the traitor, everything. I mean, you're just a very gifted, talented writer, Rima, and your audio was fucking awesome. You also have a great voice for this this project. Fucking great, man.
Boy, thank you. You guys always make me sound better than I sound, so I'm totally grateful and shit. I know the way I record it, I'm like, eh, but then when you guys do your magic, it sounds so much. I'm so glad, for real. So,
the funniest
thank
thing
you.
Is that you record on mute. You record on mute, and we're like, hey. You're like, yeah, I just dropped it on there. I'm like, where is it? So funny.
Yeah, well, my technology, I bought a new pair of headphones today, that's,
yeah,
and I
that's
can't figure out how to work them. Yeah, I can't
me
figure out
you.
How to work them.
Are they wireless, right?
No, they're not wireless, but they have a different kind of plug than the ones that I had, so, yeah, I figured that out, but thank you. Mm-hmm. Faziana, would you like to comment?
Yes. I really love this. I think that you were very clever in the way that you described yourself as the drugs, and that you kind of like dig into that darkness and like make yourself the dragon. And I think that there's an honesty in recognizing that you're the dragon. I think you were awesome. The rhythm of it, like there's this flow and natural way that even when I'm not hearing it out loud, I hear it out loud in my head. Like it's meant to be out loud. It has that perfect rhythm where it just flows. You know, you're amazing at rhyming. There's a reason why your name is Rima, because it feels so natural when you do it. It's like some people it sounds very forced. With you, it's just like that's how it is. Rhyming is life. I don't know. It comes out that way. Yeah, you're amazing. You're like my favorite poet in general. So, yay.
Well, thank you. Would you say I'm a genius?
I would say that.
I would not say
well,
that.
Well, thank you. All right. Thank
that's
you. Thank you. I'm just fucking around with you guys. yes, Ken, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that you're a genius.
Thank you.
All right, now you're pushing it. Now you're pushing it.
this poem, Rami, this is one of the greatest things I've ever read or heard in my life. You're actually the main reason this right here is actually, hold up. This right here is actually the main reason that I was peer pressuring these in the Batcave, because it's just one of the greatest things I've ever read. And oh no, I can't find my words. There's so much in your words that I need a smoke. fuck. There's so much in your words that I more than identify with, and not just through myself but through people that I love and have loved and have lost over and over. And you're the reason that this show's actually on, Rima, because the greatness of the show is just it's everything, man. And I literally can't find my words. But I think there's just something in you. It's very, very special. I feel like, I know I say this like a lot, obviously, but like sometimes I really mean it. Sometimes I only half mean it. But I really, really mean it. That you are a gift. You're a gift from God. You're a gift, and you to people like me and people like you that come from past like us, but you can, yeah, you just write so beautifully, like no other, like no, like Rhymes, like Facey said, you're her favorite poet, you're my favorite poet too, man. I've like, I played this to some of my friends too, and they're like, oh, check this dude's voice and all of this shit, but I was like, don't worry about the voice, like, look at the, listen to the words, but they're not, yeah, I'm really thankful for you, Rhyma, and for the gift that is you. And yeah, it's just the fucking one of the best things I've heard in my life. I appreciate that shit.
Well, I'm thankful for you. I am. And I'm thankful that you guys know me today, because all these things in here, it was just really about me. And I was such a piece of shit that I did all these things, all this vile, ugly shit in this, right? Is, man, that's just who I was and things I did to people. And you guys would not have liked me. So I'm glad that today is a new day and that I know you guys.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm very grateful, very blessed.
Mm-hmm. There's no accidents in this life. Hey.
That's right. Shit.
Yeah.
I probably would have liked you. I like all the assholes.
Huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I definitely would.
You said
was.
It.
You're
if
like,
you knew you back in the day, we wouldn't have liked you. That's what I said.
You're like half of my family.
Yeah. But Beef don't like me now. But
she
really would have not liked me. Back then. Because I would have got her high and stole her TV. So
I'm too paranoid to get high. I wouldn't have gotten high. You probably would have stole my TV.
I just need to quickly mute for a sec. Sorry.
That's all right. We all got to poop.
Okay, but so going forward, those were the only poems that we had gotten people to post from their page. So the other rites in the next chapters, I have just the verses in the thread. So should I just post the words in the chat? Should we just play the audios? I don't know what to do here.
Yo, play the audios and post the words.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll pull the words from the thread, and then we'll just play the audio, and then nobody who's listening can read it in the chat.
I'll copy-paste for you. Who's next, please?
I think Fanalot's next. He's chapter 7.
Fanny.
Okay. Final. It would be in Cheese and Dragon's final. Thread.
Sure. Yeah, I found that.
Okay.
My daughter just came out with, like, ugly facials at me.
You got the, ew, Ma, what are you doing, Marla?
This is
I know
work,
that face.
Huh?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Black Friday.
Chasing dragons all my life. Thank you.
I say I'm chasing dragons, it's like airplanes are shooting stars, and maybe I like imagine dragons, I can be some type of rock star and use my creative advances to change my circumstance to be on top like pop stars. But honestly, I wish I could buy a car. Life's hard, so I draw up these rhymes as a sidebar to life. Cause without these rights, I'll be all wrong, not all right, like I'm all that's left without these rights. So I pen at night, depending on words I sounded like, to ground my mind, hold me steady, the pen's a sword, an iron machete, slain knight, the bloodbath of confetti.
Yeah, Fanny.
Fanny a lot.
Fanny boy.
Fanny, Fanny, right?
Yeah, Fanny.
The fancy. Fanny, let my ding dong. Feziano, would you like to comment?
Yes. I liked how he talked about writing being like his lifeline kind of thing. Without the rights, I'd be all wrong. Nothing would be all right. I'm all that's left without these rights. So it's like you need to write to be okay, to be grounded, to feel like you're actually there. And I totally understand that feeling. You know, writing's kind of my therapy. And I get the way that he emphasizes the importance of that. So as a writer, I really like that.
Agreed. And I like that whole section right there because you got pretty clever there with the rights and the wrong and rights and then the left and rights. I thought it was pretty clever. So, and he's a good writer, you know. I always get these little things on BandLab, but I can't log in because I had a fucking situation on my phone. Hey. but he's out there, but apparently he's putting shit out there. So, all right. Would you like comment, Chance?
Yeah, Fanny. Fanny Lennox Ding Pong. Fanny. As his writing like blows me away, man. He's a very, very talented man. He's saying that part, like what you and Faisy just said, like I think we can all relate to that fact of you know, through writing how much that shit means. Wait, I just reading. Beth's just distracting me with her comment down there. but yeah, he's very clever. He's like you guys, like with that clever wordplay shit. You know, it's just it's a mad skill, man. Like I don't have it. I don't have that what you have, but I love it and I recognize the art form of that. I thought this was like, I think it's beautiful. I love that shit. I love his he's so good on audio, right? You know, he is making lots of songs and what can do is just like, yeah, I wish the best for her, man, for that shit. It's also like about holding on to the dream, eh? You know, the dream of making it and being more and through the art of writing and holding on to the dream is a very fucking important thing when you come from certain walks of life. That dream means everything. Yeah, I hope he makes it, you know.
I have him sign my boobs. I sure will.
Your boobs.
Well, my chest. My chesticles. Would you like to comment?
Yes. Yeah, Santa Boy, he's a very talented rhymer. You know, I think I battled him a couple of times and stuff, and he's come a really long way, and his audios have gotten really, really, really good. And I like how he took a more positive approach, how he's chasing something good, like your dreams. So I like that he went that style. And that one part was really cool where he said about, so I pen at night depending on words that sound alike, like about rhyming and stuff. Yeah, that was really fucking clever. He does have very clever wordplay. And, you know, Fanny's doing a lot for the group, too. You know, on BandLab, he's promoting the group. He's trying to get us really out there and bring everybody together. And he's been really helping out a lot. So shout out to Fanny Boy.
Well, if I can get my phone fixed, I'm going to check them out. I will.
Yeah, no, you won't.
I said the fuck will. Fucking tell me what I'll do. Oh, hey, one more thing I was going to say. These fucking pictures are dope. Who put the pictures up?
There's Unpaste My Days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fucking cool. And they're all customized, you know, to each of our words. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Fucking badass. I like it. I have no clue what's
Faithy.
Going on, though.
It's Faithy's comment.
Larry, this.
Faithy.
I started, didn't I?
Oh.
Yeah, you were the first one.
Okay, it's the link girl. Sorry, it's my fault. The next
That's
one
okay.
is Picker. Hold up, guys.
We lost Beast, but I think she's calling back in. Someone is.
I'm here.
That was some instant karma because of Rama, you know how everybody is with technology. I
you're
been...
like, you don't even know how to call in.
I know. I have wireless headphones that I'm still not used to, and when you touch them, they hang up. Like, I didn't realize that, so I just touched my headphone and hung up on it.
Did you guys get in touch with Becca?
No, I haven't spoken.
Becca, yeah, Becca's kept that 8, and I'm just finding her words.
Let me try.
Man, I just been like, Becca, if you're listening, fuck, I've been sick for ages, and I haven't had a chance to fucking message like a Becca. Oh no, where's
the vicar?
Becca.
Well, friends, that was a friends reference, my fault. You guys are probably too young for that shit. My thing only goes over here to fucking I only got chapter 6. That's all I got. I can only go to chapter 6. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't understand why you can never scroll down.
I was, dude, I'm telling you on the thing I got, it only goes in. That's all that said. I am scrolling. It only goes to chapter 6 on the thing I'm on.
I'm obviously deaf because I explained it before what happened.
Reload. We're on chapter 8, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Becca, here she goes.
All right.
I'm flying like that wing. I'm chasing you into the green. While fire is raining down on me. Let me up, 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 let me up, up, up. fly me higher so I see. Fly me up, 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 fly me up, 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 climbing higher so I'm free. Oh, break these chains that bind in me. Let me up, 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 let me up, 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 and let me be.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, she's a good singer, no doubt. I miss back. I miss all you guys. I don't. What the fuck is going? Where's everyone going? Where you been? Beast, would you like to comment?
Yeah, Becca has an amazing voice. Like, that was just amazing. I feel like that could have, like, if she kept going, it could be, like, a full song on the radio. It was fucking amazing. Yeah, I like how she talks about how she, you know, she, what the hell was I going to say? You know, she's up in the smoke, and then, you know, all the trauma that she's going through, and how it just keeps her in that scene. Cycle, you know, she's chasing it and chasing it. And even though, like, it's so bad and there's fire burning you and stuff, you're still chasing that same thing. I mean, she's got an absolutely amazing voice. Great job. We miss you, Becca. Where the fuck you been, girl? Everybody's in, like, cryo sleep.
Yeah.
I know. Fucking lockdowns are over.
Yeah, I know. Lockdowns are over and nobody's around. I feel like everybody was around during lockdown because everybody was home.
I was making babies, so I wasn't around. Yeah. Say, Jana, would you like to comment?
Not on your comment, but yes, on the next thing. I gravitated to your screen and all the trauma that it brings. Yeah, Becca has such a beautiful voice. Her part that's like up, up, up feels like it could be the refrain of a song, like the kind that's on like the radio. Like, she just has such a beautiful voice. I was joking in the chat that she had to outdo me with the little, because I hummed at the beginning of mine, and then she has like her riffing thing, and I'm like, oh, now she has to make it professional. Okay. outdo me then. No, I think that she sounded so beautiful. She always does.
She does. She does have a radio song voice. Huh. Every time I hear her stuff, it's like, man, and catchy, you know? Like, she's really talented. I don't know. You know, I'm not. So, of course, I'm tone deaf. Tant, would you like to comment?
Becca, yeah, that's a beautiful piece. And, just like what you guys just finished saying, exactly the same, what you guys just said. Like, she's a beautiful talent. And I think, same like, you know, how with Fanny, you know, that chasing of that. When you know that you are a talent, and you're striving for that, and the world is harsh, and especially these days, you know, like coming out and being recognized and being picked up. Or I'm talking about like the music scene, eh? Like when you got all that fucking talent, and you know, oh no, somebody's here. Wow. Oh my gosh. I just have to quickly mute. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, did she mute everybody?
No, we're still here. That sounded a little bit like a clown car. It was an interesting little ringing.
What? <right? laughs> Yeah. Who the hell would show up over there at 4:30 in the afternoon? That is just rude. I liked it too because, like you guys said, you know what? Sometimes we all fucking chase some shit that we know is bad for us, you know, but there's some sort of attraction. So I thought this was really, really well written, you know. Rebecca always writes good. And she always seems to write, like, for whatever the fucking beat is or whatever the theme is. She's very good that way. Very, very good that way. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Becca. And I don't
know. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Fucking whoa.
Whoa. That was just, these face people and they...
Was there a little tsunami thing happening? Yeah, just a voice.
So it's kind of... These really kind people, it's another story, but yeah, they just dropped me off something. I just heard the horn or shit. So I just ran out pouring with rain. Sorry, guys. But yeah, what was I saying? I don't know what you guys just said, but I was just saying, like, with Becca, with artists, and there's so many that have got this amazing talent. Be still one, and I know I just know that there is a sadness that comes from that whole thing, you know, of just having so much to give and knowing that you've got that to give and it never being recognized kind of thing. But yes, I recognize it, Becca. You're fucking beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You are an artist, and this was a little snippet of that artistry. Yeah. Sorry, Grace. Yeah. Okay.
Excellent comment. Shit.
Like, slam me up.
Was it halftime?
Yo. Okay, I posted chapter 9. I posted
it already. Okay, that's Fez, right?
Yo, that's Basil's.
Hold on, I don't have it.
What the fuck am I fighting for? Lonely in your mansion, family torn apart by time. Wars, is it worth chasing the worthless, seemingly worth emptiness, constantly battling creative demons, pettiness, losing your love score, sentiment, the dragon skills, I saw Pinocchio, Wonderland with donkeys that you selling this soul to a devil that once more. Guess what matters is who matters. Don't want it to be forgotten, leave morality intact. So you sell your soul for a dream. That's it all we know. Just to the core. While we're chasing, we're missing the life before our eyes. It seems your name, a tangible dream, a steady boat on live stream. All you have to be is content. That is what makes you want to scream. So your life you wish to leave, left to chase a glittered dream. It's the only way for life to be redeemed. It's how you feel, yet only it's so it seems.
Dragons down avenues of dead ends, dark alleyways of banned men, on the street with their friends with empty bottles playing pretend. Broken boundaries not once condemned, in every moment that I ever fucking penned. I'm chasing dragons down avenues of dead ends, dark alleyways of banned men, on the street with sad friends with empty bottles playing pretend. Broken boundaries not once condemned, in every moment that I ever fucking penned.
Yeah. Let's go.
That's fucking snazzy.
Snazzy?
Yeah, snazzy. Fuck. I liked it. Tant, would you like to comment?
Yeah. You know what? No, I was literally trying to load the next one. Trying to be organized. But Bezos,
Yes. Firstly, like, I love that he has the hook stone of bass, because I wanted to, my original thing I left her on me too, because, you know, Rhyma, like you said, how she finished strong, like, I wanted that ending on mine too, but I fucked around with my thing too much, and I wrecked her hook. Anyway, and I thought she'd be like, fuck, Chance, you fucked up my audio. Yeah, he's a really, really another gifted writer. Really, really clever mofo, you know. I can't say. Bezos. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'll just comment on his flow and shit. He's so tight with that shit now. You know, when we first met, because I remember, like, spending ages on email. I thought we were trying to do Knife of Truth, and just, like, yeah, he's come fucking miles. It's like he's, like, finally just pumping out songs, like, every day, and, yeah. Bezos, you're a great artist. Been a pleasure to get to know you, too. Yo, another one that's missing in action, but really, really cool addition to the project. Can I read Jethro's comment on, I'm going to read Jethro's comment on Bezos' right. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just saw it before, and he said, this is from Jethro. Highs and lows. Oh, fuck, if I could just find it. wow, I'm sorry. Oh, yep, here we go. Jethro, because Bezos, this is from Jethro. This is so very much a fantastic spoken word piece. You should give this time as an audio experience beyond this written form. It has life enough to stand in both areas, wonderful and a touch on to reality of feeling, experience, reliance, and what do I do now to make me want this to get sane? I can only add a comment, but so I have done here. Reality needs to read this. Okay, so... I didn't read that so well, but, like, fuck. I wish I didn't read that.
What should it?
Needless to say, like,
sounded right to me.
It was fucking, it stood out to Jethro enough for him to share his words. So what he was saying is, what he didn't realize is that Bezos had made an audio, and, dope shit. Sorry, incoming, Chris. I couldn't find a comment, so I tried to steal Jeffrey's.
She's on in comment, on comment.
In comment on someone else's comment.
You can't end. Well, that was an excellent reading of a comment. One of the finest I fucking had. Beast, would you like to fucking comment?
Yeah. Fez, alphabetically written, Basil, he's come such a long way. His audio has gotten so much better, and I love his accent, and he's got a lot of emotion in his voice in this one. And there's a lot of very, true things in here. I love the part where he says, selling their soul to a devil that wants more. Guess what matters is who matters. Don't want to be forgotten. Leaves morality in tatters. So you sell your soul for a dream that's raw. You know this to the core why we chase him. You're missing the life before. Very, very, very clever lines in here. A lot of people do that. They just give up their soul to get something that's not even good for them. So, I mean, he did an amazing job on this. Thank you, Basil. Sorry, I'm just getting really tired and moving steam here.
Thank you, Basil. right, I'm going to end Beast's comment. Faziana, would you like to comment?
I really liked the line, excuse me, an eyesore, Pinocchio's Wonderland with donkeys that hee-haw. Because the eyesore, I think, is a play on Eeyore, the donkey from Winnie the Pooh. And then Pinocchio's Wonderland is kind of combining a few different things as well, thinking of, like, Alice in Wonderland. But, like, the whole donkey thing and the eyesore, I thought it was very clever the way that was put together. I have to agree, he's, like, come such a long way. I'm pretty sure I nominated him for Most Improved in something. It might have been Rap Free. And I stand by that. I think that he has done amazing the last year or two, just, like, making amazing audios and working on his writing. And I agree with Beast. Love his accent.
Yeah, I love accents.
Fuck the box.
And comment. I thought it was fantastic, and man, and I agree with you guys, because I remember him way back, you know, but man, he plugs away. That dude, he was just jumping in on everything for a while there, you know, and repetitions, and it paid off for him. And the line that stuck out to me on this is always sad, is where he wrote, "Guess what matters is who matters," you know. And unfortunately, sometimes that's the way it is. And so I thought that was a fantastic, just that, I mean, just that line alone was fucking real and deep and that. So I thought it was fantastic. And then somehow fucking, yeah, I lost my train of thought right there. But thank you. Absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yo, chapter 10 is Aaron's, and it's up.
We lost Beast, FYI.
She's falling asleep on the crack pipe.
Oh, there she is again. Okay. Keep loading the link.
Yeah, giggles.
I'm back.
I don't even know how she gets in so quick. It's like we lost Beast, and then all of a sudden she's like,
"Because I'm a good receptionist."
Whoa! I just ease on in. Beast will ease.
Who's Aaron?
What I miss?
Aaron.
Aaron
is the hyena. The hyena in your battle. The hyena.
I know what she's talking about. She's playing the hyena.
Yeah.
Doesn't ring a bell?
You'll recognize his voice.
Okay.
He did really well in my Beat Wars contest.
You'll know him when you hear him. He's got like a cool suave voice and flow.
Didn't know I was cool until I hit the ninth grade. Looking like a fool was how I spent the prior days. The dragon and validation from the kids my age had me trying to fit in and learn from their ways. Imaginary chips on my shoulder, Frito Lays. Then away, it faded, it's over, it's just a phase. Cared more about my peers' opinions than my grades. Focused on them and class less attention I paid. But then something changed when I hit the ninth grade. I found myself and I stopped trying to ride waves. I met the standout, I was trying to fit in the cage. I turned 14 and turned to a new page. Caught the dragon and snapped his neck, made it break. Put him in the dirt, I'm no longer on the chase. I know I'm cool, don't need anyone to validate. I don't need nobody to tell me I'm freaking great, I know it. I'm freaking great.
I'm freaking great.
I'm freaking great. I'm freaking great.
I'm freaking great. I'm so cool.
dragon and snapped his neck and made it break.
Fucking Aaron.
All right, that's all you guys had to say. Now, yeah. Okay, yeah. Totally familiar. Yeah. Doesn't he have more of a name? Is it just Aaron?
I should have put his link here of, like, who he is, so you can say. I'm going to try. I'm just going to find up where I'm at so you can see.
Yeah, he has
isn't his name Aaron something?
Aaron.
Oh, yeah, Aaron. He had you. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I really like Aaron. I liked him since I heard his first audio. He's got a real smooth little voice, and, man, he's got clever lines. And I remember when he first, like, his first audio, I was like, damn, this very first one, and he's all sounding all great because he's fucking great, right?
Because he's fucking great.
That's all I got to agree with him. Yeah, right? And he's came in dropping it and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really, really good. I like his writing. He's always really positive, you know. Yeah, that was a good vibe with Aaron and shit, now that I know who it is. Faziana, would you like to comment on Aaron Curry?
I like how he tackled his dragon. And, he describes it as, you know, slaying that dragon. And I believe it because, he's talking about the peer pressure and, like, trying to fit in. But then later in, like, his entries in Beat Wars, you see that he was, like, not giving into the peer pressure. You know, he was, like, not doing the drugs. He didn't hook up with that girl who had the – I can't remember what she had.
Yo!
Some kind of STD, and it was, like, a close call. He was like, oh, thank God I didn't do that. He always had, like, that kind of, like, self-restraint where I felt like he was, like, you know, the good example kind of guy. And I feel like he really probably did tackle his dragon early on and stop chasing all the trouble. I also thought it was cute, the chip line. Imagine a chip on my shoulder, Frito-Lay's, like, just dig into that chip. I know that was cute. I thought he did a great job. I always enjoy his audios. I'm so happy that we found him through my Beat Wars tournament because he definitely belongs here.
Yeah.
I agree. Excellent comment. Excellent observation, by the way, which I hadn't got to say up to this point. Excellent observation. Beast, might you have any excellent observations?
Yeah, Aaron, you can tell he's a very calm, cool, collected guy. Like, he's got confidence. He's secure in who he is. He doesn't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. He's just going to go his own way. And, you know, that's probably what saved him in his life, like, to have that. That realization at such an early age is fucking great because, you know, when you're 14, you're so lost in life. You are trying to follow the crowd, figure out who the fuck you are. And I love how he always writes from, like, a positive point of view, not like my fucked up point of view. But, and he's got such an awesome flow and a great voice, and he's got clever lines, and he throws a lot of funny things in there, too, where you're not expecting it, and they just make you crack the fuck up. So, yeah, I think Aaron's great. He did an awesome job on this.
Yeah, he is funny. He always does drop a couple funny zingers in there.
Yeah.
From, like, out of left field, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
you're
doubt.
Not expecting it. You're like, oh.
Yeah. Cams, would you like to comment on Aaron Curry?
Yeah, Aaron Curry... he's an amazing fucking talent, and I love, like, everything you guys just said. Aaron is a man of God, so, like, he has that, it's like a different type of strength, and I got no doubt he's been through more battles than most, you know, but he, it's a hella,
hella special attribute to have, is that focusing on the positive and not letting yourself be defeated, you know, by the negative in life. And I've through some of his other work, I've heard, and you can just feel it too in him. But he's a beautiful example of the power of faith. And yeah, that's what I think.
Excellent comment. Excellent comment and observation. No doubt.
Yeah. And he is funny and clever and fucking dope ass shit on those rhymes and the beat and all of that, you know, natural. But yeah, he's got that extra something, and that comes from a higher place.
Yeah, and he does stay on beat. That's why I was a little perturbed on his first one. I was like, dang, he's really smooth. He's a smooth character for sure. I like him. Where are we?
We're gonna go to chapter 12.
Beast.
So pupil is chapter 11, but he's still working on his piece. So we're gonna skip to 12, which is chaos.
Okay, sorry. Oh fuck. Not copying and pasting.
That's some tough work, dude. I'm telling you, it's not my strong suit.
That was my first job on your show. Remember, I was the copy and paster.
Oh yeah, you were. You have come so far.
Now I can hang up on you if I wanted.
That's
you could.
You could disconnect
okay.
him.
Exactly.
You got the fucking cold. So much.
I tried to scrub off the scales left by betrayal. No wooden shift. Leftover damage you did, born to the dragon. Distrust, dissatisfaction. Years went by, tainted by dragon's breath. A light under the almighty roar and effect. The horrid decay of innocence like cremation. I guess there goes my godforsaken salvation. I tried to push it beneath the soil and clay. Bury it deep inside of Kay. It stays. Yet in lover's eyes I'm drawn to tragedy. Another gift by a dragon. Removing my chastity. Once burnt, forever charred. I try to chase it all away, but formed by the breath, I burn for the theft.
Kay doesn't fuck around. You know what? Honestly, Chaos, man, I don't think I've ever heard an audio of hers where she isn't putting, like, she puts shit out there. She really does. And I always appreciate her for that. You know, she is about as open as I've seen anybody. And I really, really liked, I'm going to jump in first because I really liked, I tried to push it beneath the soil and clay, bury it deep inside of chaos. Like, that's just a fantastic. The whole thing is really, really good. And she also, man, she has this energy, you know, like, she's intense, you know. I always like Kay. She does not fuck around. That's what I'll say about Kay. Beast, would you like to comment?
Yeah, Kay is always naked in her rights. It's amazing, and that just takes a lot of strength to do. You know, she's always so raw and honest, and I think this is one of my favorite audios by her. Like, you see her confidence coming up, and, you know, she sounds really good. And her words just, you know, they hit you always. Every single time I read Kay, I'm like punched in the gut. I tried to push it beneath the soil and clay, buried deep inside Kay. It stayed in lover's eyes and drawn to tragedy, another gift left by a dragon removing the chastity. Like, amazing lines. She has such amazing lines. Thank you, Kay, for joining in.
Yeah, thank you, Kay. I know.
Yeah.
And you know what? Also, she does. You know what? She's a team player. You know, you ask her if she wants to get in something, she'll get in it. You know, so that's always cool and shit. Afaziana, would you like to comment?
I like how she starts off talking about, like, wanting to scrub off that betrayal and what happened. And I think that's a really smart way to do it, because it's one of those things, like, if you've been, like, raped or hurt or, like, betrayed, there's, like, this desire to, like, get that off of you. It's like you shower 1,000 times and, like, scrub yourself to death. It's like, I know it's just not my own craziness, because I've seen it in lots of movies and stuff. People, like, try to, like, wash away the bad feelings. And there's this thing about starting with that that really works well. And the scales that she's scrubbing off makes it so it's like the dragon, trying to get rid of the dragon. It kind of makes me think of, like, on Game of Thrones when you get that dragon disease, and then it's like you become more and more like that hardened, I don't know, remember exactly the details, but it's something like they get these scales, and it's like I'm just like imagining like your dark side kind of like taking over with these scales, and you're just trying to get rid of that, but you've been infected by the way that you've been treated, and it kind of changes you. I also like the alliteration of dragon, distrust, dissatisfaction. There was another part I wanted to talk about. I can't remember now. I don't know, but I agree that she really puts herself out there, and that she's always good for that. Like, she bears her soul in her writing, and I think that's what makes it connect so well.
Excellent comment. No doubt. Cans, would you like to comment?
Yeah. Okay. That's her. That's one of my favorite things that I've read of hers. And audio, too. Audio is dope shit, but like fuck, that's some badass writing, man. And I won't even go into too much shit, but like there's some things that honestly only if you've lived through or been through you can. That's why this shit's so powerful, because it's coming from a truth, you know, and let alone her mad skill. I think this is really, 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 really dope shit. I listened to the tapes because I worked on the audio too, and I can't even say much more because it's too much, but it's fucking dope shit, okay? Yeah. It's just really, it's a powerful truth that not much people can do that, tell it, you know? And
yeah.
Let alone, like, tell it with such style, you know? Like, it's real fucking hearty shit. My, just like a week ago, one of my nieces, I don't know, I probably shouldn't even tell that story, but, and I'm not even going to tell that story. Yeah, in comments, cut me off quickly, but I have loved them, and I'm surrounded by, still now, in my circle, a lot of hardcore shit, man, and it's really cool when, to see someone that is able to give a voice to that. Yeah. Brilliant, Kate.
One day, I'm going to fucking fly out there just to hang out with your ass, Tim.
Yeah.
We're going to go shoot some pool and fucking hang out for a fucking
what
week.
A big feat.
For the big feed, yeah, get a big feed. Yeah. That'll be fucking fun, for sure. I'll be fucking out. I mean, obviously, I couldn't fucking hang with you, but I would definitely. I would definitely be fucking out. I drink more coffee than I've drank fucking in forever trying to keep up with you, but you are so genuine that I just want to fucking hang out sometime. No doubt.
Yeah.
It's a long fucking drive. But
I think it takes you two days to get to me in the air. I don't know. I once met someone who did the calculations. And yeah, it's like a fucking it's a long flight, but yeah, it'll definitely be worth it.
Yeah. It would be a drive and then a boat and then an airplane. Absolutely. I mean, fuck. I'm just hearing you talk, I'm like, damn, we need to go shoot some pool, because I don't know why, but it's gonna happen one day. You mark my words. Mark my words.
Fucking mark that shit.
Yeah.
That was a really cool show and awesome to hear you guys. I kind of felt like I needed to hear you. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, thank you. Thank you for actually putting it all together. You know, you're the one who got, you know, the showtime and stuff and put everything together and fucking beat the shit out of me about getting it all, you know. You put the spark back into me to start working on it again. So I thank you for that. And thank you, Jis, and everybody who wrote for it and took the time out to make the early goals and stuff. I really appreciate it. You guys are the best.
Yeah. And I want to thank all you guys just for being all you guys, for sure.
Hey,
and fucking Faziana for actually saving the show tonight, because I was so fucking lost.
Oh, Fazy.
Fazy saved the day.
She really did. She really did. Because even had I got into it, I wouldn't have known what to do after the 7-minute show. So.
I was thinking, what the fuck? Why does it say 6 minutes left and that shit ain't even started?
We gotta go back and listen to that. I didn't hear the beginning of that show. I gotta go back and listen to that.
It was just Rhyma going, hello? Hello?
So that reminds me of the time I was laughing for like 5 minutes straight and didn't realize it was on the show. And Rhyma's going, who the fuck is laughing like that? And I'm like, oh, shit, you can hear me? And I was just laughing the whole time. It was hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Tan, because you know what? It's been a long time, and I really miss hearing all you guys, and it's fun, and I've forgotten how much fun it was, to be honest.
I can't wait till you have your regular show up and running.
I know, but I would need a co-host, and Beast is always like, fuck, I ain't my responsibilities. So
don't. You know what? I don't. You listen, at least I'm honest.
It's kind of like a trio situation. So yeah, I know you guys can get that shit together. The three.
I know.
Listen, I gotta
have to run this trio for you.
Yeah, definitely. Crazy, definitely part of the team. You have to, yes. Yeah. We'll tell Rima that he's running it, but we know he's not. So.
I did a pretty damn good job under the gun last minute of reaching out to a Faziana. I may not know the answers, but I know how to get the answers, which is something. Because I hit her up at like a minute till fucking the show started. I was like, I can't fucking get in there. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I predicted that, so I was already logged into Blog Talk. I had step by step what to send you to do.
You know me so well. I really did try. I really did. I tried to do it. I tried to give it the old, you know, rhyme of trying.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing was looking right. So I couldn't even get into the studio. I was like, what the fuck? But I think that Beast can attest to this. I have been having problems.
You have a lot of problems.
You know what? Go fuck yourself.
I would, but my arm, I can't.
Oh, yeah. The good hand.
Yeah. The left is very uncoordinated. Sorry.
But is that why it's a man magnet? Because you have to say, like, you know, I don't have a hand to do this.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. No hand job.
That's brutal when your own hand when your own hand slips. Oh, it slipped. you gotta get ruthless.
Get well soon.
All right, I gotta go to bed.
Yes. Get well soon.
What?
Get well soon. Your hand job hand.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my hand job. Yeah. I gotta get back to work here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck. You get better too. You haven't been feeling well.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can feel better soon. Yeah.
Second shot.
Thank God you're not all over the show tonight.
I'm like literally need to go blow my nose and shit. It's like, oh,
I need to go blow something else.
You have to move on from the hand.
Yeah, exactly. Charge
love
a little more.
Guys.
I love you guys. Have a good night.
Crazy babe.
I love you guys. Everybody stay safe.
And next Thursday.
Yes, have a good night.
Okay.